This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for Chi High and Superior. The Cards hosting the Spartans this evening on their home ice. Superior comes in here at 7-6-1, and the Cards second-ranked team in the state at 14-3. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart here in the Chippewa Ice Arena, along with Cooper Fosbick, former Cards defenseman. Our producer tonight is Gavin Bovey. And, Coop, this should be a good game. I mean, you talk about a legacy program. That is Superior. 61 state tournament appearances, 16 state titles for this program. And if you want to have a competitive, challenging schedule in this part of Wisconsin, you should put Superior on your schedule every year. And Chi High's been doing that for years. And So it's going to be a pretty good game, I think, tonight, even though the records are quite a bit apart. The Superior underwater with the record, but they play that Minnesota-Wisconsin schedule, and you expect them to come down here and play well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, they're a legacy program. I mean, those are some silly numbers that got put up. You know, I mean, that many state tournament appearances is probably, I'd have to think, maybe more than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So they're always going to be a really talented squad. I remember when I played them, they were always the team to beat. I mean, honestly,
right.
They were really impressive. So I'm expecting basically nothing less from that tonight. I mean, like you said, they play a lot of good hockey in Minnesota. So, you know, being that close to Duluth, there's a lot of really good programs over there, and they're playing all of them. So definitely a team that we can't overlook, you know, with their record being what it is. You know, I was telling you today, I was looking at the stats. Some things weren't adding up. So
right.
I'm curious to see what they come out with. It looks like in warm-ups they got some guys who can really wheel. So definitely not a team to overlook for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they've got sophomore defenseman is going to be playing on the development team, U.S. development team, maybe doing some Olympic stuff for the juniors. They've got a goaltender who's All-State in Peterson. So they've got some arrows in their quiver here coming down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've definitely got a little bit of firepower. And, I think that Cardinals might have their hands full a little bit tonight.
Yeah, this is an important game because you got a sectional opponent, and like Scott Parker told me, he's going to tell his kids, hey, you want to go up there and play in the sectionals? If you beat them, then they'll play probably down here instead of traveling all the way
right
up to Superior.
Very, very true. So, yeah, this is going to be a huge seeding game too.
Yeah.
You know, if let's say, you know, they come out and they're able to, you know, beat a different there's so many things that can play out still. It's a little bit early to be talking about this, but moral of the story is big game, have to win.
Win it here at home.
Yes.
Superior coming off a fairly competitive game against a top team in Minnesota, Grand Rapids, up in the North Country there, losing 5-2, but they were in that game in the third period. Chi High romped over River Falls 7-1. It was close for a while, but then the Cards got a goal or two, and this is kind of their modus operandi where they, you know, take a while to score. Once they do, the floodgates open, and they outshot River Falls 46-23. Jackson with three goals and two assists. Gus Thorpe, Drew Bovey, 3 points each in that one. So the Cards have won seven straight, trying to make it eight straight here tonight against Superior.
Yeah, that's quite the streak, but what they say, never mess with a streak.
That's right.
So whatever they've been doing, let's just keep doing it.
And
if they kind of stay the course, and if they come out early, probably come out with a W.
Yeah, big week, Superior tonight. Then they go on the road day after tomorrow against Hudson.
Yeah. And that's a tough
so
place to
could,
play.
If they could sweep this week, they should be in grand shape for top seed in the section.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was talking to Austin Taylor today, and I was just like, if you win tonight and you win Thursday, you're pretty much guaranteed. In my way I see it, you're guaranteed a second seed at least.
Yeah, at least Stevens Point's in that section as well.
Right.
So we'll see what they do. But if not top, then at least second seed.
Yeah, it will be a top two seed if we win these next two games. Coach Parker would have too much to go on.
Yeah, I'll say. He's a good bargainer.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to that seeding meeting. All right, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think? What do we need to do to win our eighth in a row?
I think a really big thing tonight is it's something that we've kind of been lacking in is that penalty kill. You know, we saw it against Memorial, gave up two power play goals in that game, and then we also gave up a power play goal against River Falls, I believe. So definitely something that I know the coach has been working on and something that we need improvement on. There's going to be some penalties tonight going both ways, so that's just going to be a huge thing. Next thing, production from our second and third lines.
Okay.
You know, we have that really big powerhouse of a first line, and they win a lot of hockey games for us. But if we're going on the stretch, we're going to need those second and third lines to really step it up a little bit.
Yeah, Ethan Foyles will be back tonight on that third line.
Yep.
So Foyles, Johnson on that third
and that'll
line.
Definitely help. He's a phenomenal
coming off
hockey
the leg
player.
Injury.
Yep.
All right.
And then the last thing, it's just something that I kind of picked up on in the Memorial game. It seemed like Mick Marlowe had to face a lot of shots that he maybe didn't really even need to. I like to see our wingers kind of step up and pressure those defensemen and block some shots. And also our defensemen kind of blocking some shots down below the circles too. So just hoping to have Mick Marlowe face a couple less shots tonight.
Okay. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Well, we'll send Coop down to ice level, talk with assistant coach Austin Taylor in just a few moments. So stay with us. This is Cardinal Countdown. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi High and Superior tonight's high school hockey on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com, AM 680 and 103.1 FM. Last year, Superior beat the Cards up at their place at Westman 4-1. Cards trying to return the favor here tonight against the Spartans. Go downstairs, and Coop is with assistant coach Austin Taylor.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're down here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, Superior's always been a tough team for Chi High over the years. They've got the best of us a lot of times, but it seems like recently Chi High's kind of come out on top a little bit more. What's been some keys to that success?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't all that long ago we had to go in there and get our first ever win up in their barn. So like you said, they've been tough against us, but yeah, you know, I don't know if it's any one particular thing that we've had success with. It's just, you know, you play the team so many times, you start to get a feel for them, and we know they're going to be big and strong. And I think, you know, a lot of times in years past, teams may have overlooked Superior a little bit because of their record. Well, they're playing one of the toughest schedules in the state and playing a lot of Minnesota teams. So it's kind of one of those things, you take it with a little bit of a grain of salt when they're 500 like this because of the teams that they're playing, and they're always well prepared. So, you know, I think kind of once you get it through the boys, they play a different style of hockey, and you can't be looking at that stuff. It sinks in a little bit. So
you talked about this a little bit already, but what are you expecting from Superior tonight?
Yeah, you know, just like I touched on it, they're huge. They're a big team. They're going to be physical. They're extremely well coached. You can see that always right off the get-go. And, you know, they're, defensively, they're going to pack it in. They're going to block. They're going to eat a lot of pucks. You know, that's just how they play. Their goaltender's very good. I think he'll be one of the better goalies we see, right up there with the Edgewood kid. And, you know, they got one of the better defensemen, if not the best defenseman in the state, too. So they're going to be a good, hard-hitting, physical team, and hopefully we can kind of use our speed to expose that a little bit, but we'll see how it goes.
What's it going to take to come out with the W tonight?
We got to tighten up some of our special teams. The power play's been looking better, but the penalty kill's kind of going in the opposite direction, so kind of balancing itself out. So we'd like to clean up the kill a little bit. We're working on that, watching a lot of video. But, you know, the thing with our team, it's like when we play perimeter hockey, we don't have success. And when we get into the interior and the dirty areas, we tend to play a little bit better. And, you know, we get to that second and third goal, we seem to have a little more success rather than sitting on one until the third period. So if we come out early, maybe catch them with some bus legs, that'd be huge. And, you know, just playing our game.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. Good luck tonight. Back to you, Greg.
Thanks, okay, Coach. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. The head coaching matchup, Evan Nelson in his second season as head coach of Superior, took over for Jason Colleen, kind of a legend up there. And Evan is an alum of Superior, played a little junior hockey, so he's in his second season. Scott Parker, one of the veteran coaches in the state, his 37th campaign this year, the former White Bear Lake Mariner high school player and All-American at UW-Eau Claire. So, Chi High and Superior, the goalie matchup tonight. A couple of seniors for the Spartans. It's Trent Peterson, the All-State tender. His record 6-6-1. Goals against average 2.39. Save percentage 9.26. And for the Cards, it's another senior, Mick Marlowe. His record 13-2. Goals against 1.61. And a save percentage of 9.21. And as Coop mentioned, in our last game, they kind of hung him out to dry. Didn't help him a whole lot in that Memorial game and had to play, make some acrobatic kind of stand-on-your-head saves. So hopefully a little quieter night between the pipes for Mick here tonight.
Yeah, I'm really hoping so. I mean, I'll tell you what, against Memorial, he made some phenomenal saves. And in a sense, he kind of kept us ahead in that game. So I'm really hoping that we can block some shots and help him out tonight.
You bet. All right, just about ready for a drop of the puck here in a few minutes. We'll continue. This is Cards Countdown, Cardinal Countdown, WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey. We'll be back.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, on a cold January night, we bring you high school hockey here on WOGO. Thanks for coming on board. My name's Greg Stewart, along with Cooper Fosvick. Our producer tonight is Gavin Bobey. And the Cards and Superior Spartans, about two-thirds of the way through the season here. So the stretch run, we want a team that's sort of peaking and improving game by game and getting ready for the postseason.
Right. I mean, ideally, the best game you play all year is the game right before playoffs.
Right.
But I think the Cardinals are going in a really, really good direction. The games I've watched this year, it just seems like they've gotten exponentially better from, you know, the first game that we did till now. So I'm really hoping that that type of play continues tonight, because it's really, really fun to watch, and they've been really, really, just really successful.
Yeah, they have. We've only seen a few eggs that they laid this year.
Right.
You know, the U school game here on a Saturday afternoon was not well played for them.
Right.
I think they could have played better against Stevens. Well, they've only lost three games by a total
right.
of six goals. So,
yeah.
You know, it's... The losses are few and far between, and other than a few slow starts, they've been pretty consistent this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's safe to say that this is one of the most talented Chi High teams that there's
yep.
ever been.
Yep.
I know that they're way better than any team I ever played on. I think they're right on par with that 2020 team that went to state. So,
hoping to develop some depth, as you talked about, with a third line that can contribute, and making sure we play good D, helping out our goaltender here. Mick Marlowe's been terrific. In nets for Chi High, Superior hitting the ice with their blue sweaters and the Columbia blue dark blue sweaters and Columbia blue and white trim. Chi High in their home whites with the black breezers and red trim. Our officiating crew tonight, Connor Rowan and Ryan Darrow, the referees. Dennis Fenton is our linesman here tonight. And we're about ready for the starting lineups. Teams hitting the ice and drop the puck just a few minutes away here tonight on home ice. Chi High and Superior here tonight on WOGO. Good crowd starting to move in here and pack the house. Let's go over to Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, for tonight's starting lineup.
First, the starting line for the Superior Spartans. In goal, number 35, Trent Peterson. The defenseman, number 10, Tyler Olson. And number 18, Jackson Marthaler. The center, number 11, Brady Harrelson. And the wings, number 4, Kanan Ravala. And number 14, Easton McGuire. And the rest of the Spartans, along with their head coach, Evan Nelson, and assistant coaches, Ryan Hendry, Rob Downs, and Patrick Herbert. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, we're going to be introducing the Youth Hockey Player of the Night. And tonight's Youth Hockey Player of the Evening is Oliver Flater. Oliver plays defense on the Chippewa Thunder Mini Mite team and is a kindergartner at Southview Elementary. And his favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. And Oliver skates out with starting defenseman Gus Thor. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The other defenseman, number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovee. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe, and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Drop of the puck just a couple of minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We will be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the Cards up seven.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23.
It's Jackson Hoy.
And he comes out. Jackson Hoy with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
The Cards and Spartans here tonight. WOGO for Superior. It's Hurtig, Severin, and Williams up front. A junior, sophomore, and senior on that forward line. And a sophomore and junior defensively. Olsen's a junior. Martheler, number 18, is a sophomore. He's their incredibly talented defenseman. Compared to our number 18, just about the same size, Gus Thorpe. I think there's 2 pounds difference. Same height, 2 pounds difference.
The same.
Just a little bit heavier. All right, we're underway. Cards win the opening draw. Second-ranked team of the state, and it's shoveled in by Gus into the right-wing corner in the Superior zone. Now on the left-wing side, hard around right there. Scramble for it. Who's going to come up with it? Cards cough up the rock, and here is Superior on the breakout. Chi-High trying to disrupt that. They do. Right inside the blue line is Mason Johnson with the poke check, and it drifts into the right-wing corner. Johnson's there in the scrum trying to peel it off the yellow stripe. Jackson Hoym down there as well. Johnson backpedals, lays it back for Swobes. His shot blocked. Here's another try. That one didn't get to the goaltender, Peterson. And Superior will haul it in. There they come, rink wide on the right side. Long distance toss in. One hopper from Marlowe. Easily gloves that, drops it for his D. And here is big number 18. Gus with some steam moves in, fires one on net. There's first shot on goal tonight. An easy one for Peterson, and the face-off ahead in the Superior zone a minute into the game.
Well, 1 minute into the game, and they've already done exactly what Austin Taylor said they're going to do. They've been really physical, and they've been blocking shots. They blocked two straight shots, so Coach Taylor is right on point with that.
Face-off in the Superior zone. Evan Foyles' line is out there right now. Foyles, and Johnson, Andy Johnson on this line as well, the Foyles boys. And Evans got it the right wing corner. Looks it over right along the goal line, launches one in, and that one's going to deflect off some lumber and up and out of play here. Well, it's the kind of night where you come into the hockey rink to warm up. It's so cold outside. Good night if you're home, just to throw a log in the fire and enjoy some high school hockey. Here is Foyles, lays one right in front of the goaltender, Peterson, but nobody there to clean it up for Chi-High. And it's in the left-wing corner. Now it's loose, and the goaltender backed into his own cage in the Superior D zone, and that'll draw the whistle right here. 15:37 left to go in the opening period. No score. Superior last year, 17-3, had a great season. Beat Barron and Marshfield in points in the playoffs, and then lost to Hudson in the sectional final, 3-1 in this building, this barn, 3-1 to Hudson. Here's Chi High. They control right now off the draw in the attacking zone. One-timer on net. And a good look at it from Peterson. He'll scoop that up and hang on.
This team looks like they moved the puck pretty well, I think. Like I said, the stats didn't tell me much, but I think I might have underestimated this team a little bit.
Yeah, they play such a tough schedule. It's really hard to gauge it off wins and losses. Carlson's line out there right now. Stepping up is Sam Hebert. He holds the puck in the right wing corner, and a one-timer from the point by Brett Carlson, who drifted back on D. And that one is launched, grabbed out of the air by Peterson, their all-state goaltender, 6'4", 190-pound senior, about 4 inches taller than Nick Marlowe at the other end of the building here tonight. This one hits up into the rafters as Superior tried to work it out of their own zone. And let's see where they're going to take the draw. I think back in the Superior end of the ice.
Should be. Because it didn't touch anybody, and he was in the defensive zone, so looks like they got that one right.
Scott Parker with that last change is going to throw his number one unit out there on this offensive zone drop. And the Cards have a clean win right there. Feathered down by Bobby. And here is Hoym. Back to Bobby. Top of the slot. Shot disrupted as it came in. And a Bobby shot as he was cranking down through the wheels. That one had to be fought off by Peterson. Card still control. Here's Hebert. Moves in. Tries a shot looking for an opening. That closed quickly. And it's right along the blue line in the zone. But the Cards with a great forecheck right here. Handed off from Mason Johnson to Jackson Hoym. And the hard around right there for the Cards. Can they keep it? No. Dribbles out. And Kristen's going to have to catch up with it as he races back into his own zone. Cards have owned it so far. 4-0 for the Spartans. 14-21 and counting. But no score up on the board so far. Here is Hoym with some steam. Moves up to the blue line. He's going to throw one in. A peel off on the line change right here as Andy Johnson comes out in this third line. Johnson's got it right now. Turns, rips one into the left wing corner. Going to be stopped behind the cage by Pearson, the Superior goaltender. And Tyler Olson's got it for the Spartans. Works it D to D. Olson now gets a return pass, trying to chase it down. And it's loose in behind Peterson, the goaltender. And going to be picked up right now by Hansen on this third line for the Spartans. But this one goes over the window and up and out of play right here with 13:42 left in the first period.
Quite a bit of zone time for Chi High right off the bat here. Not a ton of shots. Superior's doing a good job keeping them to the outside. But Chi High's going to find a way to get to the middle of the ice eventually.
Only one tough shot for Peterson so far. That came off Drew Bobey's stick. Cards, though, on the forecheck right here. And they've got, here's Andy Johnson. Turns, bends down for a hard wrist shot. That one went wide of the net. And Superior able to toss it down the ice. Icing's going to be waved off as it went through the legs of Gus Thorpe. And Gus has got it right now behind his tender. And plays it up on the wing on the near side. 13:16 left to go, first period. Cards marching up the ice. Here's Johnson. Tries to feather one into the right wing corner, and Spartans have it. Cards in the midst of a change right here. Evan Foyles had it for a moment, then lost it. Comes back to Swobes, and he'll just throw it back a little bit further to reorganize to Krista. Back to Jackson LeMay, who's got it. Drifts into the left wing corner, and it's loose. Going to be carried across the line by the Spartans. Here is Rivala. Rivala tosses it in behind the goaltender, Mick Marlowe. Cards get there first, though, and clear to center. Swept in by LeMay. He'll peel off on the change right here. It's on the half wall in the Superior zone. Cards chop at it. Who's going to come up with it? Brett Carlson went down, had it tied up with the Spartans player. He's in the zone, so the Cards have to touch up. Now they're still offsides. Finally, they recognize players weaving in and out. Finally, get onsides. Cards charge in. This one tipped off a skate up into the air, and Superior will bank this one off the wall up to neutral ice. Here is Kristen. Turns, tosses one in the right wing corner, and he'll come off on the D change. And 11:55 left to go. The Cards on the forecheck right here. Number one line back out there is Thorpe. The defenseman steps up. He'll launch one around. Comes from left to right. Cards. Drew Bowlby took a feed and fires it right into Peterson. He squeezed it between his legs and hangs on. Bowlby, number three, Drew Bowlby's got the toughest two shots at Peterson's face tonight.
Yeah, and those are shots that Drew Bowlby usually scores on. So Peterson's done a really nice job taking up a lot of space and making a couple nice saves there.
Face off to the senior goaltender's glove side. And this one laid on the yellow stripe for Superior, and they're able to carry it back out to neutral, but then they cough it up. Here's Chai High starting up the ice in transition. Throws it the length of the ice, can't catch the pass, and this will be an icing call on the Cards. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Face off in the Card zone. Laid to the half boards by Chai High. They chase it now as it came around and back to Marlowe on the near wing side. Finally clear out to center ice. Here's Bowlby. Bowlby crosses the blue line. Bowlby's going to try to split the D. His shot just laid in on Peterson, the goaltender. He'll stick that one in the left wing corner. Cards charge in. Here's Mason Johnson up against the wall. Johnson now works it back to Swobes. Hard around from Swoboda. Comes on the left wing side. Jackson Hoym tied up with a couple of Spartan players. Johnson gets in there as well. Puck kicked around on the half boards in the Superior zone. And this one backhanded by Mason, but right into a Superior player. Spartans have it right here. Here's Marthaler trying to carry it up. It was picked, and here comes Chai High. It is Ethan Foyles who moves in. He's about due for some goals here. Foyles then lost it as he was making his final move, and it ricocheted in the left wing corner, and now tipped out by Milroy for Superior across the line. Cards charge right back in again. Evan Foyles line out there, and here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe back pedals, laid it from his skate onto his stick. Now under the cover of his goaltender, plays it off to the left wing side, and the Cards are up the ice. Here is Ethan Foyles, got him to the blue line, laid one in. Tracked down by Andrew Johnson. Johnson carries it from left to right on the half wall on the near side, and it comes loose. And it's going to be picked up by Milroy right now. Milroy moved to the blue line, but he had a teammate already in a few feet. That was Davis, who beat him into the zone and couldn't find his way out. So an offsides call right here against Superior. And we're a little over 7 minutes into the game and no score.
Yeah, no score, but it's been all try high. It's only a matter of time before we crack the egg.
Now it's backpedaling. Players backpedaling in the Chai High zone. But 6 feet in, and this one is dumped in the right wing corner. Card started out now as they move it to the wing in the far side. Picked off and a one-timer on net for Marlowe. And that one is smothered by the Card's goaltender. He'll hang on for the faceoff.
Is that his first shot of the night?
Second shot of the night here. 6-2 the shots in favor of Chai High. Well, is that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin. Spartans win the draw. Cards, though, coming right at him. Drew Bowlby knocked the shot down as he was going to throw it in toward the net, and then the Cards have it inside the zone. Here's Mason Johnson trying to juke his way in toward the cage, and it goes in! Yeah! Peterson thought he stopped it! And I think Mason Johnson's going to get credit for the goal as it went through the wickets of Peterson. He thought he had it stopped, and it just kind of dribbled across the line.
Yep.
It's one of those that looks like slow-mo.
Right.
You're looking behind you.
Yeah,
oh,
actually,
no.
I'm pretty sure it was Drew Bowlby that pounded that one home.
Okay.
But let's see. Yep.
You got it right.
But
3, 7, and 8.
That's just a hard-working goal.
Get the goal.
Hard-working goal from that line. Getting into the dirty areas down low and Kind of an ugly Betty goal there for a line that is usually scoring the really pretty goals. So that's pretty.
8:48, time of the goal. And Drew with his 11th goal of the year, his 27th point of the season. And that line has just been phenomenal. Of Bobby, Mason Johnson, and Jackson Hoym this year. They've combined for almost 80 points this season. They are on a roll.
Yeah, they're unstoppable when they're hot.
1-0 Chi High, 8:46 and counting left to go. And Cards on the attack again. Here's Carlson with a one-timer. That one is glanced into the left-wing corner by the Spartans goaltender. Carlson right behind the cage. Centering pass right there was picked by the Spartans and cleared. Yeah, and you look at, something we don't talk about is plus-minus very much. But, boy, yeah, the plus-minus is like 25, 26, 28 plus for that first line.
Yeah, it's that. Well, that means that they're doing everything. They're playing defense, too.
Not getting scored on very much when they're out there. So they're playing offense and defense. Here's Chi High in transition right now. Here they come. One-timer there from Andrew Johnson. Top of the wheel on the near side. Came off the tender off his shoulder and into the glass on the left-wing corner. And Superior now turns it back the other direction. Shot deflected and cupped into the hand of Gus Thorpe. He'll turn and twist and open up some ice and Cards up to neutral right now. Spartans moved it in, but they were cut off. As Chi High surrounded, the lone Spartan player coming in as they were in the midst of a change with 7:38 left to go. And an icing call here on Chi High with 7:38 left to go first period. Well, we could use some more, but we got off to a good start here with a goal in the first. And the Cards out shooting Superior 8-2 so far.
Great. Always good to score the first goal.
Yep.
That's usually one of my keys to the game.
It is. It is so important, especially at this level of hockey. There's a centering pass by the Spartans. That one tipped off the lumber of Marlowe into the left wing corner. Another shot through traffic. Marlowe found that one. Throws a mitt on it, and he'll hang on with 7:26 remaining here in the first. Well, it's time. It's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Back to action. The puck in the Card zone. Chi High doing a good job of harassing Superior as they try to set something up in our zone. And the Cards have it right now. The hard around on the boards. Tipped and thrown out of the zone by Bobby. Not deep enough for an icing. No, they're going to call icing. It was slowly rolling to the goal line in the Spartan zone. And they're going to whistle this one for icing here.
Been a lot less physical game than I was expecting so far.
Yep.
You know, there's been a little bit of hitting, but nothing too crazy, and it's all been really clean. But we'll have to see if that stays up during the game.
As these players talk and converse and play through the periods here. But yeah, it has been very clean so far. 6:57 left to go, first period. Cards up 1-0. And Swobes got it. Tracks it down behind his tender, and Chi High moves up to the blue line and clears it across the center ice. Gus Thorpe had a stick lifted, so he lost it. Superior's got it right here. Here's Ernest, the defenseman, and he'll lay it ahead for a teammate. Right wing circle, shot taken. That one drifted wide. 6.5 left to go here. On senior night, seniors going to be introduced with their parents here tonight between the first and second. Here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay worked his way across into the zone and stood up a little bit, but he fought through the check, and it's loose in behind the Superior goal. Now on the half wall, Spartans had it for a moment. They cough it up, and this one is drilled into the right wing corner by the Cards, and loose in behind Peterson again. Cards trying to find it, but Superior knocks it to the blue line. Nice keep right there by Chi High's Evan Foyles. Moves in, takes a wrist shot, and that one goes into Peterson. He'll hang on to the puck right here, and we'll have the draw in the Spartan zone and a change of lines back to that first line from Chi High.
You can really tell that Superior is a well-coached team, though. They're very structured. Everything that they do seems to be with a purpose, which I like, but they're just struggling with Chi High speed right now.
5:51 left to go. Spartans carry it out of the zone, up to neutral. Lost it for a moment. Now they cough it up, and Chai High in transition right here. Here comes number 7, Mason Johnson, into the zone. Throws one in back of the tender. Cards trying to fight it right here and set up a scoring chance. Here is Drew Bobey dancing with it. Bobey now is going to cut between the circles. Lays one in on Peterson. Rebound was left for Jackson Hoyne, but couldn't quite find the handle on it. And it comes around to the half wall and now dribbles across the line. And the Cards have to backpedal a little bit and get on sides right here. Pass ahead for Bobey, and he sticked it into the zone to prevent icing. And Chai Hyde will move to that second line right here. It comes into the zone, an offsides call here against Superior with 4:58 left to go in this first period.
He was doing everything he could to stay on side set time, but he just couldn't quite keep that toe across the line.
Like not quite long enough right there. This one is feathered into the zone by the Spartans. They've got it right now. Here is Hurtig on that first line for Superior. Works it back to Marthaler, the big defenseman. Marthaler dangles, trying to throw through some traffic in front of Marlowe. It didn't make it to the goaltender, but this one does. Off the stick of Lucas Williams, pounded into Marlowe, but he stood up and made that save. It's No-No Mick right there, No-No Marlowe. And he stops that puck, and this one is tossed all the way down by the Cards. No icing on this one as Tyler Olsen catches up to it for Superior. Olsen hands off to his right. Now the Spartans up the ice, and here is Hubbard for Superior. Moves in and tosses one in on the goaltender. That one grabbed out of the air by Marlowe with 4:14 left to go, and he'll hang on for the faceoff in the Card zone.
Marthaler and Gus Thorpe, I mean, could be clones. They're both,
yeah, like I said, 3 pounds different, same heights.
And they play such a similar game. They're both just phenomenal at opening up space and passing the puck.
Yeah, and both are sophomore defensemen, same height, 3 pounds difference. I can't see them without their helmets to see if they're identical twins here, but they size-wise, they certainly are. 4 minutes exactly left to go in the first period. Cards up 1-0, and here is Kristen. Moves over to his left, keeps the zone, throws one in behind Peterson, the goaltender. That one knocked down by Superior. And Mel George has got it for the Spartans. He'll bank one into the Chai High zone as Superior makes a change. So he was the last guy left on the ice. Here is Krista. Dances up the ice, tips toes into the zone. Lays one in the right wing corner. And this one's going to come from right to left in behind Peterson, the goaltender. Cards get to it. Now they've got it in the left wing corner. And Andy Johnson with a centering pass. Oh, nearly tipped in by Evan Foyles. He was backdoor and just went wide on the redirect. And it's pinned up against the yellow stripe in behind the Spartans goaltender, with a crowd developing right there. And Chai High peels it off the wall. They control here. Back to the point. Here is Krista with a shot. And a centering pass. It's loose. Backhand try by Johnson and went in. Andy Johnson scores with 2:57 left to go. First period. Relentless number 17 put it in. And Chai High leads this one by a 2-0 count.
Hey, look at that third line scoring. They've been knocking on the doorstep all night. And Andy Johnson did a really nice job putting that one home. But I'm excited to watch this group play together the rest of the night. They look like they're on tonight.
14:03, time of the goal. And Andy will pick up his third of the season. That's his sixth point of the year. And Chai High with a 2-0 lead here tonight over the Spartans. Trying to build on that. Here is Marthaler, the defenseman, jumped into the play himself. And his shot knocked down by Mick Marlowe. And Carter Bowlby with an assist. And Evan Foyles with an assist as well. 14:03 time of that goal. And Chai High with a 2-0 lead as the puck flies over the window and up and out of play here. Shots 11-5 in favor of Chai High. 2-0 lead for the Cards. Face-off in Chai High zone. And both players, both number 7, Severlin and Mason Johnson, get tossed from the dot right here. And battle for it. Off the face-off, this one tipped toward the side of the cage, and then some pushing and shoving here. Some how-do-you-dos between the players. Whistles blow. I don't think we're going to get any penalties out of this, but the first sign of a little bit of
life
tension
from Superior.
Here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they got a little extra hack in there, and Gus Thorpe and Drew Bovey were not fans of that, so they just jumped right on in there.
Protecting their goaltender.
Yep.
2:34, we'll drop at same spot, left wing wheel in the Cards D zone. Pushed into the left wing elbow here. And Superior's going to come out with it. Martheler with a shot. Whole bunch of bodies in front of that, though. It's knocked down. Thorpe has got a delayed call right here. And a penalty coming up on the Spartans. Here's Chai High, the goaltender pulled. They move into the zone. And Hoy with a shot. And the rebound goes in. There you go. Mason Johnson will get the goal. Hoy the assist. And Chai High leads it 3-0 on the delayed penalty. Now, what do you think of that?
There's a lot going on.
Seven from eight on that goal.
Seven from eight. How many times
have
we heard
three.
That?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, you can see Gus Thorpe got slashed, and he did not like it. Then
14:47, time of that one. And Mason is 14th goal of the year, 28th points.
Wow, unbelievable.
The assist going to Jackson Hoym and Drew Bovey. That phenomenal first line for Chai High. And it's almost impossible to shut them out in the game. And they score here in the first period. And the Cards with a fairly comfortable so far 3-0 lead. They've pretty much controlled the game so far. And the Cards up 3-0. Shots 14-6 in favor of Chai High over Superior here tonight. Cards have it in their own zone right along the goal line. Here is Sam Hebert. Hands ahead for Carter Bovey. Bovey stalled as he came into the zone. This one drifts off to the left wing side. Nice job right there by Krista to get to the puck first. Drop one in the left wing zone. And the Cards wholesale changes right here. As Mason Johnson comes back out again just after scoring. So Johnson's out there for Chai High. First line getting back on the ice. There's one off the blocker of Marlowe as he steers that one in the left wing corner. Krista has it right now for Chai High. Wraps it around the wall. And this one's going to come all the way back to the Spartan zone. But plenty of snow on the ice here to slow it down. No icing right here. And Hoym has got it. Hoym loves to set the table, and he did for Mason Johnson a moment ago. And the puck wrapped around the wall on the half boards, and the Chai High Cardinals. Here is Bobby. Bobby wheels and deals at the right wing corner, and then had his stick lifted. But we got a delayed call again on Superior right after that previous one. And the Card's going to go on the power play. Goalie is off. Chai High controls. Here is Hoym in the left wing corner. Bobby's got it. Faked going to the hole and comes right back to the point. On the near side is Gus Thorpe. Back pedal, stays in the zone. Lays one in the left wing corner. Mason Johnson's got it. Works it back to Swobes to Gus Thorpe. Keeps the zone on the near side. Lost it for a moment, but picks it back up again. And the Cards controlling the rock right now. And finally touched up by Superior as the period ends.
We're going to start with a power play.
Yeah, a fresh 2 minutes on the board for a power play. And Chai High pretty much owned the first period, lead Superior 3-0 here.
I think Hertig's going to go for a hook here.
Now let's get the call. Yep, you got it.
Yep. So that's that'd have been his second penalty of the game because he was the one that would have got the slashing on Gus Thorpe when we scored there.
Yep.
And then we got the hook.
Yeah.
So
it was a delayed call in the first power play. So that actually was a power play goal.
Correct.
Because our goaltender was out.
Right.
But it was a delayed call. We scored
correct. Yep.
During the delayed
call.
Yep,
we scored on that odd man rush.
Yep.
That Hurdy got caught back because he decided he was going to go after Gus Thorpe. And we had an odd man rush off of that, and
yep.
We scored. So,
yep.
Hey,
yep.
We'll take it.
All right. So, 3-0. You know, we got a lot of hockey to play here, but Chai High really control of this one almost from the get-go.
Yeah, it seems like they're just kind of doing it in almost a lackadaisical way also. You know, it kind of felt like a slow period. But I think at the end, when Superior stepped up to physicality, I think they kind of woke the sleeping bear a little bit, because you could just see the speed of the game increase in that last 5 minutes like crazy. So I think that this game is probably going to get really physical now. You know, it started off slow.
I'm sure there's going to be some frustration
from Superior. Yeah, definitely. But I just don't see them being able to handle Chi High speed.
No, I don't think so either. And goaltender's All-State goaltender, but he's got to have some support there.
Right, and they're doing a good job of getting them move left and right. But, like, one of the keys of the game, getting production from all three lines. We've seen our third line score, and we've seen awesome opportunities from our second line. So it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. 3-0, the Chi High Cardinals up. 14-7 the shots here tonight so far for the Cards. And in control of this one after one period. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. It's senior night, so those seniors are going to be introduced with their parents here tonight. And we'll have second period ahead here on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo. We'll be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cards up 3-0 on Superior here tonight, senior night. So the seniors being introduced here tonight. And Carter Bobe, Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, Swobes, and now Mick Marlowe, the goaltender. Came over this year, and what a difference number 31 has made for Chi High. It's been a rock, a wall in between the steel here all season long. It's been great to have him on board. Solidified that goaltender situation. Marlowe out there with his parents. And good group of seniors here, Coop. I mean, they've led by example, and this is consolidated into a leadership line right here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got to coach all these kids, which is pretty cool. But to be honest, I think some of them already knew more about hockey than I did. I mean, like Mason Johnson is just a hockey IQ type player. I mean, you watch him play.
Yep.
Impressive, but great group of kids.
Absolutely.
And, we're lucky that we get to watch him play hockey.
Yeah, we sure are. What a pleasure for us here tonight in Chi High with a 3-0 lead over the Spartans, and shots are 14-7 in favor of Chi High. He's kind of got that first goal and put the pedal to the metal tonight against the Spartans with a 3-0 lead. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. You can visit cbosm.com/wogo. It's cbosm.com/WOGO. Hockey tonight, and we have buckets the rest of the week. On Thursday, it's going to be McDonald girls basketball at home against Osseo Fairchild, 6:55 for the pregame show with Caleb and Mark. And then on Friday night, it's boys buckets at Eau Claire Regis. That big rivalry game, 6:55, is pregame show with the same broadcast crew on Friday. We'll be back a week from tonight for more hockey as the Cards host Rice Lake here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Coming off a pretty tough week of games here with Superior tonight, and then on Thursday a trip over to Hudson, and we'll have Rice Lake on Tuesday of next week as we kind of wind things down here over the next few weeks before the postseason for the Chi High Cards. Chippewa coming in here at 14-3. They're 8-0 in the BRC. Superior is an independent, and they are 7-6-1 on the season, and play that schedule, which includes a lot of Minnesota teams as well. Pretty tough schedule, second toughest in the state for the Spartans. But right now, Chi High with a 3-0 lead over Superior on the seniors' night here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. So the pictures have been taken, the players introduced, talked about their future plans, and congrats to the parents. You think about all the trips and miles and from youth hockey all the way now to high school. Boy, hats off to the parents. The unsung heroes, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I was lucky enough to have some pretty awesome folks myself.
Yep.
My dad's the stats man still.
He sure is. Man, does he do a great job.
Yeah.
Tim over there. Yeah. And I tell you what, parents really should be congratulated as well. Look out here. Wes Hoyne played for Chi High.
Right.
His dad involved here at the Chippewa Ice Arena for many, many years, and now gets to see his son as a senior this year. Things really gelling for this Chi High team, ranked second in the state.
I am a little sad it's the last Bovey brother, though, from the Sawyer-Trevor
exactly.
clan. I mean,
there's always a Bovey someplace,
well, there's
right?
another one for sure. I just don't know.
There'll always be another Bovey coming up here.
But that Carter Bovey, yep. that family, is awesome.
And, yeah.
So I'll miss seeing those guys play for sure.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break. They're going to redo the ice here after the player introductions, and we will take another commercial break and back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the car's up seven.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoy.
He comes down. Jackson Hoy with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Coop up here tonight to bring you high school hockey on WOGO. Our producer is Gavin Bobey, and Chi High with a 3-0 lead on Superior. Again, shots doubled up. Cards 14, Superior 7 here tonight. Chi High with a busy week. A road trip over to Hudson on Thursday night. We beat Hudson earlier in the season. That Hudson team, though, has really improved through the campaign, and I imagine that's going to be a pretty tough one over there.
Yeah, it's always a really tough barn to play in, and with a team that is getting better and better every day, yeah, it's probably going to be a pretty tough one, I think. I think the worst thing that Chi High could do is overlook that team. Like, hey, yeah, we kind of handled them pretty well at home that one time.
That's for sure.
Can't do that when you go over there. It's a totally different rank. For whatever reason, it just seems like we're a step slow over there, so going to need everybody.
Yeah, they've got pedigree, Hudson does, so expect that to be a tough game on Thursday. If they were to come out of that with a win, they'd be in pretty good shape with some games coming up here before the end of the season that they should, on paper at least, win. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Come up with a win here tonight will be important.
Right, yeah. I mean, all we can do is control what we can control.
Right.
All the other stuff will just kind of fall into place. But I can tell you what, man, to get a one or two seed is a big deal because you only have to play that first game.
Right.
So it just, you can save some legs. You don't have to worry about somebody getting injured in that first game. And, man, I really hope we can pull that off.
Yeah, and usually, if you have a good season, you're going to play a cupcake game in the first run. And, winning 10, 15 to nothing, whatever, doesn't help you a whole lot going into the second playoff game.
No, it's really easy to create bad habits in games like that. And, we are going to be in position if we end up playing one of those games. Yeah, we're going to be a 3 seed, probably at the least. And it's going to be kind of a barn burner, probably.
Yep.
And, you just don't like to see that for anybody. You don't want to see people end their careers like that on the other side, and we don't want to have somebody get hurt or create a bad habit in those games. So I'd rather not play it at all.
Exactly. All right, BRC standings, Chi High right up there at the top, 8-0 in the BRC. Hudson right after that, 7-1. They've really turned it around. Eau Claire Memorial at 5-3. Cards beat them last week. And then the Richmond coming in here at 500, 4-4 in the conference. Menominee 3-5. We've got River Falls at 2-6. Rice Lake at 2-6. We'll have them on the radio on Tuesday of next week. And Eau Claire North struggling this year at 1-7 in the BRC. So Cards undefeated in conference play so far this year.
Have we? I'm just looking at the banners. I don't see a Big Rivers. Oh, there's 1998.
98, yep.
That was quite a while ago.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah.
Were you calling that game, Greg?
Oh, yeah. I've been calling them back for 38 years now. So I've been around for a while for sure. Seen some great teams, some state tournament teams. And I tell you what, in 38 years of hockey, I think this is probably the best overall team I've seen.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean,
we've had some good teams, some great players through the years, but I think from a balance standpoint, this it could be the best team ever for Scott Parker.
Wow, that's high praise coming from someone who's watched more Chi
hockey
than most people.
In my day, for sure.
But in my, I would say about half experience of that, maybe not quite even.
Yeah.
This is also the best Chi team. I mentioned that earlier, but just so much firepower, and they just move the puck so well as a team. It's really, really impressive and fun to watch. So I love watching this team.
Now we're going to see that power play here in the second period. As the Cards have a full two-minute power play coming out of the gate here.
That's exciting.
And that, you know, if you score early in a period, that could kind of bury Superior. It's 3-0. They're not stepping on the bus yet to go home, but boy, that could really really turn the momentum totally towards Chi.
Yeah, that could really take the wind completely out of their sails. What wind is left? And you know, they could turn into a kind of a blowout really quick if that were to happen. But you know, it's still a lot of hockey left, so we can't count our chickens before they hatch.
That's right. That's for sure. All right, new sheet ice being put in front of us here. Getting ready for the second period. I'll tell you what, we'll take another break. We'll be back in 90 seconds with Puck Drop here as Chi High hosting Superior in a 3-0 lead for the Cards as we head towards the second stanza here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. 3-0 Cards, and we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Superior tonight, high school hockey here on WOGO. Thank you for making us part of your evening. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Service Master, Chi High and Superior, shots 14-7. Cards up in that department, and up in the one that counts, 3-0. Scores by Drew Bowlby, Andy Johnson, and Mason Johnson here tonight. Cards got it going at 8:48 in the first, and 14:03 and 19:47 of the first period. So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so great. Cards have been playing really, really well tonight, and we're going to get another look at that power play, which can be so dangerous. So,
yeah, it's probably the time of the year where coaches want to see some work on the special teams.
Right.
And they, as mentioned in your pregame interview there, try to turn around the kill, but power play is so important when you get to postseason here. Well, I tell you what, you don't want to waste those chances when you have the man advantage.
No, I mean, you have to capitalize on almost every mistake that a team's going to make during the playoffs. And the way I look at it, it's like now at this point in the year, you have to kind of view every game like a playoff game, and to be mentally prepared for when that time finally comes. So obviously there's no way to actually replicate it, but, you know, oh, man, if we can capitalize.
No better place to work on it than a real game, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Not practice, but in a real game situation.
And we haven't seen our kill yet tonight because it's just been a really clean game, but we'll see it by the end of the game. And I'm fully expecting them to make some adjustments on that, and that's to look a lot better now.
Okay. All right, Superior on the ice right now. Goaltender Trent Peterson, the senior, roughing up the paint on the south end of the ice here, and Cards talking it over a few more seconds here before the buzzer sounds. And here they come, Chi High in the ice. Evan Foyles out there on this unit right now. Mason Johnson hits the ice, and let's see who's going to join these guys for Chi High. Drew Bowlby and Jackson Hoy. Pardon me, Hoy sitting this one out right now. Foyles is out there with Mason Johnson and Bowlby. And got Gus Thorpe defensively for Chi High. Now here comes Jackson Hoy. Okay, pardon me. So here we go. That power play unit includes Bowie back at D here. So they've spiced up the offense here a little bit on the power play.
I like it. They're going to have Drew Bowie quarterback from the top.
He's got another forward back at the blue line. And this one tossed in on Marlowe by Superior. So the faceoff is going to come in the Card zone. Chi High draws it back to the wall. And here is Thorpe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, a little water out there. Thorpe actually overskated the rock. And get some help from Mason Johnson. He'll look up the ice, goes to the right side. Oh, too much water on the ice, and that one stalled out.
That's so frustrating.
The Cards, a couple of times on this rush, saw the puck just stick because of that water out there, Coop.
That's tough. As a player, I've had that happen before, and you're like,
yeah, where'd the
What's
puck
going
go?
On?
Here is Mason Johnson. The ice firming up right now. You can still see a little puddle action out there. Cards in the zone. That's going to be cleared by Superior, and the Cards have to get back to help Nick Marlowe out. He'll tail this one around as Superior's chaser was into the zone. That's Easton McGuire. Cards drop this one off the dasher and into the right wing corner and get their first 55 seconds to go in the power play here to open up the period. Fresh legs for Chi High in the power play. Here is Thorpe. Hands it off for Mason Johnson. Back to Thorpe on the near side. Bowie drops it down low. Side of the cage. Card's going to play with it right now. Not take the shot yet. Here is Thorpe. Over to Mason Johnson. He'll backpedal to the blue line. Hands off to Thorpe, who's at the top of the slot. This one goes cross ice for Bowie. A little bit behind him. He lost it. Can the Cards keep the zone? They do. Gus Thorpe has got it. Finally pulls the trigger on a shot. That one thumped into the left wing corner. Off the big pads of Trent Peterson. We're down to 15 seconds to go on the power play. Cards own the zone here so far, though. Bowie tosses this one wide. It'll be tracked down by Mason Johnson. Over to Bowie, to Thorpe. Johnson, top of the wheel on the left side. Loads one up and into the glove of Peterson. And he'll hang on. And the Cards are one for one officially or one for two, pardon me, on the power play. That one, the Cards could not get anything past Peterson, the goaltender, and Chihai one for two on the man advantage.
He did a nice job holding the zone that time, but we just didn't seem like we could create any real great scoring chances.
Right. Not too many windows open on that one. 14:59 left to go, second period. And we're even up five apiece on the ice. Face-off in the Spartan zone. Krista out there defensively for Chihai, along with Sam Hebert now. And Brett Carlson is going to get tossed here.
For no reason.
Jackson LeMay is going to come in and take the draw. The Cards win it. They get it for Hebert. Hebert bounces this one off the fence on the far side, hands back to Hebert from Carter Bovey, and Bovey pinned up against the wall, and Brett Carlson moves in to help him out, and the puck's still loose in the zone, and Superior's going to come up with it right here. Here is Marthaler, the big defenseman. He's going to carry it out from his own goaltender, dances up the ice, tiptoes to the line, and hands off to his left for Mel George. He drops this one in left to right, and it's in the right wing corner of the Card zone. Superior's got it at the point. Redirect try right there, and it's loose out in front of Mick and cleaned up by the Cards to the blue line, but they can't clear. And a shot taken. Krista knocked that down with a body. Here is Rivala, and his shot is also blocked by Chihai. It's cleared out to neutral ice, and here's Brett Carlson. Works the backhand into the zone. He'll head to the bench. Line change right here. Superior's got it. Cards with the line change in the zone, so they had an advantage right there. Cards in the forecheck nearly had him odd man rush, but Superior's got it up the ice, and here's a quick shot. Went off Marlo, just touched off our goaltender. And into the fence behind him. Chihai in transition right here. Drew Bobey's got it. Bovey tracked down in the left wing corner. Drew dropped down, a little bit of a push right there. Mason Johnson to Bovey. Bovey turns, rips one into the left wing corner. Not sure if he intended to hit the goaltender, but it went wide if he did. And Chihai has to retreat to their own end of the ice. And here's a long distance shot right there. Ice is going to be waved off, and the Cards have a chance to regather in the Superior zone. Spartans carry it out to center ice. Chihai swobs right there to stop him. Superior swept it in into the left wing corner. Gus Thorpe gets there first. Thorpe turns on the forehand. Now stops, moves back. Long stretch pass right there. Intended for Evan Foyles. He was one-on-one and lost the rock, and Superior's got it on the half wall in their own zone. Now they work it up out to the center circle, and it's going to be picked up by Hertig, and he'll drop one in the left wing corner in the Chihai zone, and the Cards with the intercept right there. Andy Johnson comes up, stirs this one into the left wing elbow, and the Cards on the attack right here. This is Evan Foyles, jams one along the wall. It's going to come back to the point. Swobes will feather that one in the right wing corner. And a shot taken, came off the goaltender. Might have got a little steal on that one. Foyles got it, finds it in behind the goaltender. This one's going to come back out to neutral. And Foyles on the back pedal gets it. Here is Ethan Foyles. And Ethan crossed the line, but a player for the Cards already in the zone, so an offsides call right here.
A couple tough shifts for Chihai right there. Mick Marlowe bailed us out on one of them. Then we also had a clear 1-on-0 if Mason Johnson would have just turned around. Poyme was wide open, and he had the whole ice sheet in front of him. But we'll turn it around here.
It's easy to see up here, right?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah.
Dropped into the zone from neutral by Chihai. The Cards laying it out in front, but kicked around. Jackson LeMay was out there. He just could not find the puck and kicked around out in front of the goaltender. Chihai reverses back in their own zone. Moving in, here's Carter Bovey, the senior, with one on the goaltender. And he'll stir that one into the right wing corner. The Cards have it. There's centering pass. That didn't connect. LeMay tried to head to the hole, and Superior able to clear out to center ice and into the Chihai zone. 11:21 in the game clock left here in the second period, and Chihai with a 3-0 lead. There is Mason Johnson, dropped it through the Spartan defensive player's legs. But could not get any puck support on that one, and it's going to come around from right to left. Loose in the superior zone. Cards have it. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym trying to protect the rock right there. Holds out to it in the right wing corner. Cards cycle it back. Here is Hoym. Now to Mason Johnson. Johnson dances and throws one in on the goaltender. Put his blocker up and knocked that one in the left wing corner. And Drew Bovey's got it right now. Lifts the superior Spartan stick and he'll take the biscuit on the half wall. And it's in the right wing corner. Here is Johnson, harassed as he came up to the top of the zone. Still able to get it cross ice. Jackson Hoym's got it. Centering pass right there for Mason cutting to the cage. But he was crowded out by Superior. And the Cards' Bowlby trying to clear it back for Gus Thorpe. A little too hard that time. And Marlowe's going to have to help out his D as Superior had a guy heading into the zone. Here's the Spartans. Centering pass right there. Cut off by the Cards. And here's Chi High. Jackson Hoym in transition goes cross ice, but he's got to come off on the change. And Swobes got to get back very quickly as the puck was in behind the Cards defense, and he does. Chi High moves it up to the blue line, but can't clear out the center. And here is Ethan Foyles right now. Carries a little deeper, opens up some ice. Chi High stops, and Hoym able to steer it back out to neutral ice, but his tank is just about empty too, and he's going to have to come off the ice, and he does. Evan Foyles out there now for Chi High. And Foyles Johnson line for the Cards with 9:22 left to go here in the period. Spartans have it at the point through traffic. A shot taken by Tyler Olson. Got through a couple of players and then bounced off a player just in front of the goaltender. Here is Johnson again. That one got to the goaltender. And it's bouncing around in the Chi High zone. Superior with another shot on net. Marlowe with the save. It's loose out in front and swept out of harm's way by the Cards and cleared out to center by Andy Johnson. Marlowe had to step up big on that series of shots by the Spartans as it's right along the center ice red line right now with 8:45 left to go in this second period. Cards have not scored since near the end of the first period. We're up 3-0, and this one is pounded into the Chi High zone. And on the half wall, and Superior can't hold the zone right here. Shots 18-11 in favor of the Cards. Spartans have put a few shots on net here in the last few. Here is Carter Bowling. Hands ahead, and Chi High's got it. LeMay beating one player, another trying to go five hole. That was closed down by Peterson. Then finds the rock, throws one out in front. Back to LeMay. His one-timer goes wide to the point. Here's Hebert. Stops, puts it on his forehand. And the Spartans block that one, knock it down in front. And Superior's got it in the zone. Here is pushed to the wall by Marlowe. And Superior reorganizes in the zone. One-timer on net. Marlowe had it off his mitt. Couldn't hold on to it. I think he wanted the draw in the zone, but couldn't hold on to it. And it's back to the point for Severlin. His shot knocked down and loose to neutral ice. And here comes a penalty right now. At least I thought it was going to be on Carlson, but he escaped the call. Looked like a clear tripping call, and the Cards are fortunate not to have that one called. And here's an icing on Chi High. They're going to wave it off. 7:19 left to go. This is really flying along here, isn't it, Coop?
Oh, yeah. There hasn't been hardly any whistles all period.
7:13 left to go, second period. Chi High looking for a fourth goal, maybe a nail in the coffin here tonight, but so far hard to come by in the second period. Here is Superior. They march up the left wing side. Centering pass for McGuire. Turns, tried to fire a shot that was broken up, and it's cleared out to center for the Cards. And here comes Chi High. Pedal to the metal right here. Shot on net from Bovey. That one fought off by the goaltender. Back to the point. Gus Thorpe keeps. And here is Mason Johnson to Hoym, to Thorpe, who climbed in. And a shot, a one-timer on net. And a stop, save made right there by Peterson. He will hang on, and I can take a breath here.
Oof. Yeah, good job.
6:32 left to go in the second.
Boy, the Cardinals need to turn it around in the defensive zone, or this game is going to get close really fast. They have gotten so sloppy in the defensive zone. Offensive play looks fantastic still, but we're having a tough time getting down there right now.
Yeah. 6:32 left to go. Second period. Chi-High up 3-0. All the goals in the first period. And here are the Spartans. They carry it out, but knocked out at the blue line. Chi-High pushes it in a little deeper. Here is a push on Mason Johnson. No call. And wheeling and dealing is Jackson Hoyne. His shot is knocked out, but oh, he picks it off at the blue line and feeds Bowie, who is all by himself. Drew tried a forehand shot, just nearly missed. He was trying to shelf the goaltender and just missed that opening left wing side. And Superior's got it right now, and they clear it out to center ice. Marthaler's pass is knocked down with 5:46 left to go, and the Spartans have it. Here is Marthaler, backpedals in his own zone, opens up some ice, looks up the rink, and throws it in the Chi-High zone. Cards carry it out, tipped it ahead, and here comes Chi-High. It is Evan Foyles, left wing side. Foyles turned with a backhand centering pass, stepping up with Swobes. Nice keep right there by number 22, and Chi-High still has the puck in the zone. Left wing corner now with 5:14 left to go. One more might do it, but not so far here in the second. Spartans had it in the corner. It's going to be picked up by Reamer. He'll turn, fire one back out to center ice right here. And Gus Thorpe harassed as he tried to come out of his own zone. Backpedals and works it in the Chi-High zone. Lead pass right there for Foyles. That was broken up, but Thorpe is right there to clean it up. And here's Swobes. Siphons one ahead for Andy Johnson, right wing corner, and Spartans have it. Wrap it around the boards. Krista tried to hold the zone as he was a late addition to the defensive core, and this one's going to crawl all the way back in the Chi-High zone, and Swoboda backpedals to get it. Swobes, hands off, clean pass right ahead there to LeMay. His shot, though, broke it up as it went into Peterson, and it's loose in the left wing corner in the Spartan zone. Here's a breakout pass for Milroy for the Superior Spartans. Tosses one in on net. Save made right there. Banked off the wall, but the Cards don't clear. Here is McGuire on the intercept and worked it across ice. Now they've got it to the point. One-timer on net. Fanned on it right there for Ernst, the defenseman. And Chi-High's got it. He lost his stick. He broke his stick. Oh, it's off the crossbar by LeMay. Drew some metal right there, and he missed it by an inch. And Spartans have it right back in the Chi-High zone. That was the fourth goal right there. And somebody's $150 stick was broken. I think that was Ernst.
$150?
Isn't that $250? Oh, $250.
$300.
Oh, do I hear $400? Sold. Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since I had kids in hockey. 3:25 left to go in the second period. Shots 23-13 in favor of Chi-High. 3:18. Here's the intercept. Bobby's got it. Works it over to Johnson. Back to Bobby. Tic-tac-toe. Oh, what a beautiful pass. And the Cards with the pick in the zone. And it's 4-0 Chi-High.
Oh, they make it look so easy.
Oh, man. That poor goaltender. Who do I face up against?
Oh, the Superior's defenseman looked dumbfounded. When Drew Bovey knocked that puck out of the air, that was so impressive. And then they didn't expect that. That was unbelievable. That was such a cool goal.
That was pretty.
And then the passing back and forth. He just had to tap that thing home.
Oh, man. 13:48. Time of the goal here in the second. That first line is just phenomenal this year. Bobby, Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym. Oh, man, that's magic for the Cards. Bobby with the goal. And Mason Johnson will get an assist on that one. 13:48 of the second period. Second goal of the night for Drew. And there's Superior putting the rock on Marlowe. Fought that one off, and Chi-High now has it in their own zone. They carry it out to neutral ice, and here is Ethan Foyles. He tried to turn and feed one rink wide. The Cards backpedal their own zone, and Gus Thorpe has got it right here. Thorpe, shadowed by Severin, carried him all the way back of his own goaltender. And here's Chi-High, the breakout right here, and glanced off the wall. We got Icing's going to be called off right here with 2:14 left to go. At line exits, we have the full line change right now. And here is number 9, Evan Foyles. Foyles looking for a goal, tried to work his way down the slot. Cut off as he came in with 1:58 left to go in the period. And the Cards dump it in the zone. Icing's going to be waved off, and the Cards have a chance here. Here's Matt Fournette, his first shift on varsity here tonight. By the way, JV lost to Superior 4-1. Netter saw a lot of ice action there. And Matt gets his first shift on the varsity game with 1:39 left to go in the second period. And Chi-Hop up 4-0.
Yeah, you see Chi-Hop the second half of this period really turned it around. But, man, there hasn't been any stoppages. Like Greg, do you need some oxygen?
Yeah, give me the tank here. Now we get a little break right here for the 1:39 of the faceoff coming up in the Superior zone. Chi High up 4-0, and it feels like we've dominated play more than a 4-0 score, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Here is the Cards, and a shot on net. Bottom of the wing and the circle on the near side.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Peterson wasn't such a strong goaltender, this would be a 6-7-0 type affair.
He's an all-stater for Superior. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi-High hockey. 1:32 left to go here in the second period. Cards with 3 in the first, and finally, after pounding on the door, got one here in the second. And they lead it 4-0. 1:23 left to go in the period. Puck is deep in the Spartan zone. And Chi-High gets it over to Krista. One-time shot. That one is angled into the left-wing corner by Peterson, the goaltender. All right, oh, there's a big hit on the Spartan player.
That's going to be
major. And I think that is. It was Jackson Hoym who's going to draw the penalty, and that might have been knee-on-knee right there.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way.
Grady Haraldson's going to...
He's all right, thankfully.
Go to the bench, but boy, he is hurting right here.
Yeah, I think he just kind of got out of the way at that last second, and Hoym had a lot of momentum. Let's see the call here.
Now let's see if it's a major penalty. Oh, 2-minute minor on Jackson Hoym for tripping. So they're going to call a tripping call. And I think Superior's wondering what's going on here. They were claiming that it should be a major penalty. But
yeah.
I think Jackson was fortunate not to get the 5-minute major on that one.
Yeah, it sure was a big collision there. You know, I think that they're giving him the benefit of the doubt that the guy kind of, you know, moved at the last second, which he definitely did. But still definitely a tough hit, and I hope that the Superior player is all right.
All right, well, we'll see the kill here for the first time tonight.
Yep.
Cards with 85.7 on the penalty kill this season. And Superior at 14.7% on the power play. And the Spartans would love to put a dent in the scoreboard right here. Being shut out so far tonight, but the Cards with the heart around and all the way down in the Spartan zone. And we're under a minute to play in the second stanza. Here is Superior. Marthaler, the big defenseman, is going to carry it all the way coast to coast into the left wing corner. Marthaler dives under Mick Marlowe. Marthaler still dancing with the rock and hands off to his right for Lucas Williams, and they put it in. It got redirected out in front, and there goes the shutout for Mick Marlowe. Second period goal for Superior, and it's 4-1. And let's see who's going to get it on the redirect out in front. It's going to be Brady Haraldson with the goal for the Spartans here in the second period.
Yeah, what a shot. Yeah. He just beat Mick Marlowe clean. It was a beautiful shot.
16:26, time of the goal here in the second for Brady Haraldson. For the Spartans, his fifth goal of the year. And we'll wind it down here with 19 seconds. McGuire with an assist. 16-24, time of the goal officially. And this one in behind Marlowe. Down to the final 7 seconds of the period. Still inside the Chi-High zone. And here's Swobes, hands it off to his right, and that will do it for the period. So the Cards give up a late second period goal. Still life for Superior as Chi-High got that fourth goal, and things were looking like they were going to march to victory here, but Superior got the late period goal, so they're going to hang in here heading into the third.
Right, yeah. You know, you got to see the kill. Not for very long, no.
Yeah.
Basically what happened on that one is we just left a guy kind of wide open. He was able to walk in, and McMarlowe was kind of untouched. So it was a great shot. You know, Mick kind of hung out to dry on that one. So kind of stinks to give him a little bit of life at the end of that period, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, we had a little bit of breathing room there with that 4-0, and then to give that one up at the end of the period there is kind of – it's not a backbreaker, but it's definitely a little momentum swing, especially after a period.
Now, while you got a team on the mat, you want to put them away.
Exactly.
And Chai, unfortunately, unable to do that. So a power play goal for each team here tonight. And Superior finally takes a goose egg off the scoreboard here at the end of the second period. And it's 4-1. Shots 26-16. In favor of the Cards, and they lead it 4-1 over the Spartans here tonight. So, still pretty much owning this game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've had momentum the entire game, but you know that this kill just kind of seems to be rearing its ugly head over and over again. So, I guarantee you that's going to be something that they're harping on in the locker room.
Yep. All right, 4-1 our count after two periods here on WOGO. And we'll come back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Greg and Coop up here tonight. Chippewa Ice Arena, the Cards up 4-1 on Superior. Gave up that late period goal, so I imagine the Spartans coaches probably say, hey, guys, we're still in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
All we need to do is drop one in behind Marlow again here. And boy, I tell you what, 4-2 looks, they get another one. Next one, 4-2 looks a whole lot better than 4-0.
Yeah, I can guarantee you Coach Parker is reminding his team of the exact same thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, the next goal is going to be huge. If Chai can get it, it's probably the dagger. But if they don't, it's going to be a battle. You know, it's going to be a pull the goalie at the end of the game type thing, which is never fun. You never want to have be in that situation. So
yeah.
I'm looking for Chai High to come out swinging for the fences here.
Strange feeling, though, because it seems like we've dominated the game. We've pretty much controlled the game, and yet Superior is still in this one with that second period tally.
Right. It just seems like we just haven't been able to really put them away. You know, they're just kind of hanging around. We've been lackadaisical at times tonight. We're going to need full tilt here in the third and put them away early. That's the goal.
Let's do it. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. High school basketball the rest of the way this week on Thursday. We've got girls' buckets. It's McDonald against Regis at Eau Claire, 6:55 on Thursday night. Pardon me, that's Osseo Fairchild on Thursday night. That Regis game was postponed until February because of the snow on Friday. So Osseo Fairchild at home for McDonald girls, 6:55 pregame show on Thursday. And then on Friday, the McDonald boys are in Eau Claire against Regis. Caleb and Mark will have the call for it at 6:55 pregame show on Friday. And then we're back here on Tuesday for high school hockey. We'll see Rice Lake on Tuesday. Chi-Hi beating them pretty handily in the first meeting up there, and finish out the season series on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, I know a goal for the Chi-Hi Cardinals is to win a Big Rivers title this year. And you got to beat River Falls, Rice Lake to do that.
Yep.
And should be a fun game. Big Rivers games are always fun.
Yeah. Thursday, the Cards will be on the road over at Hudson. Already defeated Hudson once. That'd be kind of historic to sweep them in the season, wouldn't it?
I hope so. That'd just be so cool.
Has ever happened?
Oh, definitely not.
I don't think so. That we've ever swept Hudson. We beat them before on occasion, but I can't recall ever sweeping them for a season series. So
yeah.
That would be sweet, too.
Especially for seeding, if we could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd just be such
apply.
A big deal.
We will take on Eau Claire Memorial at the end of the year, but that'll be after seeding.
Right.
So that'll be the last big challenge after Hudson for Chi-High this season.
Is that the last regular season game? I think it is.
Yeah,
and
it
we
is.
Have that one.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So that'll be in February early on, but already after that, seeding will be before that, so it will have no bearing on where the teams wind up in the section. By the way, State Boys top six this week, pretty similar to last week. Spash, Stevens Point at number one, followed by Chi-Hi. The Cards at two. Bayport, Brookfield, Eau Claire Memorial still five, and Madison Edgewood is six. In D2, Amory number one, Oregon is number two. New Richmond, we'll see them in a radio game coming up here. They're number three. Then Lakeland, River Falls, team that Chi-Hi beat, number five, and Tomahawk is number six. D2 is rather thin for teams, so teams that are not necessarily that great still can make the top six poll.
And that's kind of the cool thing about it. You know, when I played, it was just one big division, and some of these teams never stood a chance.
No.
You know? So I'm glad that they did it because it really opens up a lot more opportunity for the players, the way I look at it. And, it gives them a fighting chance to win a state title.
Yeah, rewards them for playing hockey, competitive hockey.
Like, so. Rice Lake, I'm sorry, they're probably not going to win a Division I title ever.
Right. Yep.
And I think it was their first year in D2 they won state.
Yep,
it's like good for them, you know.
In Richmond last year.
Yeah. So those are good hockey programs that just don't have, I think, the students or the facilities to really compete in D1.
Yep.
So it's a great thing that the state did there.
You bet. Well, Superior, I know with Jason Colleen, decided they had the enrollment where they could have gone to D2, and he wanted to play D1.
Right. And that's where they belong.
Yep.
You know, this is a Division I team. They're, you know, we're kind of handling them pretty good tonight, but this is a pretty decent hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they can hang with almost any D1 team. I mean, they're a good team, and historically, I mean,
right.
They've won so many titles with everybody in the pool. I mean, come on, like, you should be a D1 program.
13 state titles for the Spartans. All right, we'll take another break, and we will be back for the third period. Puck drop just a few minutes away. So stay with us. Cards up 4-1 on Superior after two periods. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for 3. Got it, baby. And the Cards up 7.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another 3. Yes! Carson Galvez, his 5th triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoy. And he comes down. Jackson Hoy with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Second ranked Cardinals up on Superior after 2 periods, 4-1 here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Shots are 26-16 in favor of the hometown team. And while Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey here tonight. And the Cards and Spartans out there will hop in the step of the Spartans after that late period goal here on the power play. Chi High, see if they can tally one here to get the 4-goal lead back here in the third period.
Yeah, this is kind of like a gut check period for Chi High. You know, are you going to step up and you're going to, you know, slam the door on this team, or are you going to let them back in?
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how they react.
Well, no, early on, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, should I would think right away, but hopefully it's not too close to the end.
Both number one lines out there for the Spartans, Herding, Severin, and Williams for the Cards. It's Mason Johnson, Bobey, and Hoym, and here we go. Chi High gathers it in their own zone. Off the draw, here's Gus Thorpe. going to climb into the action. Thorpe drops one rink wide. Left wing corner and tracked down by Hoym. Hoym has got it. Cycles it back. Get a little water there. Stop, but got some help from his friends, and that was Drew Bovey. And over to Hoym. Hoym gets the feed out of the corner from Mason Johnson. Hoym's got the puck. Holds on to it. Backhands it in the right wing corner. It's going to be picked up by Severin for Superior. And he'll march out of the zone, and Severin's got it at neutral ice. Severin steps over the blue line. Bodied off the rock by Gus Thorpe. Lost it. Comes back now to the point. One-timer teed up right there by Olsen. A big stop and a rebound left out, and a shot on the near wing by the Spartans. They get a couple of shots right off the bat here in the second, but still 4-1. Puck comes around, tapped ahead off the lumber of Bovey, and that line will head to the bench and take a little break here. Minute and a half gone here in the third period. Tracked down to the Chi High zone by Hebert. Races into the corner. A little bit of water again left out on the ice as players are seeing it stick a little bit. Here's a one-timer over the crossbar by the Spartans. And 15 and a half left to go in the period. Puck in on the goaltender Marlowe. Makes that stop on the half wall. And this one is at the hash marks between the wheels, and Chi High finds it and drops it the length of the ice, and there's an icing call on the Cards. 15-16 left to go in the period.
Yeah, man, Superior's really just, I mean, they've turned it on. I mean,
yep.
They're playing a much, much better hockey game than they were in the first and the second. I mean, Cards need to pick it up a little
bit. Yeah, they sure do. You can't just throw your sticks on the ice and expect to beat teams,
right,
even if you're number two in the state. Chi High's got to grind it out, play it out. Here is Foyles. Ethan's got it on the half wall in the zone. Hands off to hands off to Andy Johnson. Johnson's got it, shovels this one in into the Spartan zone. Johnson in the corner on the half wall now. And Foyles comes in into the fray, helps out. Ethan over to Evan. Evan Foyles with a one-timer on net. Peterson with the save right there. 14:52 left to go here in the third period.
That line's had a great night. I mean, they've really put it on them a couple different times, and I think the brothers are doing a nice job finding each other out there.
Yeah, finally getting Ethan Foyles back after the injury was huge for Scott Parker to kind of solidify that line. Here are the Spartans. They drag it out of the zone. It is Hurtig who moves up across the line in the right wing corner, and Hurtig's got it. My goaltender Nick Marlowe with 14 and a half left to go in the game clock here. The intercept by the Cards, and it's going to be Christie who's going to carry it ahead to the blue line. Throws one in the left wing corner. He'll peel off on the change defensively, and the Chi High Cardinals get some fresh legs on the ice. Gus Thorpe takes Christie's spot. And here is Superior. It is Severin has got it. Severin goes cross ice over to Lucas Williams. Williams tried to tee one up. That was blocked out in front. 14 minutes exactly left to go, third period. Cards would love to have another goal instead of just hanging on by their fingernails here. 4-1 the lead. Lead pass now for Bovey. Drew in the corner. Fought off the check, and he's got it right now. Took a feed from Mason Johnson to Drew. Tried to heel it back in the left wing corner, and this one steered wide of the cage. Got a little piece of Peterson's stick. Redirects that one in the left wing corner. The Cards with the intercept on the breakout chance, but now dribbles away from Drew Bovey, and he makes the motion to make the line change here with Carter Bovey coming out in his place. Puck still inside the zone, though, and here's Carter. Took a feed off the wall, the half wall. Turn and ripped the shot off the stick of Peterson into the right wing corner with 13:13 left to go. Cards trying the forecheck to keep it in, but now it slides across the blue stripe and back out to neutral, and the Cards hit the reset button right here. Here is Drew, drop pass right there, or rather Carter, that was Carter Bovey, took the drop pass over for Evan Foyles, and that shot disrupted as it came in, and the puck loose in the right wing corner. Now to Carter Bovey, goes cross ice for Swobes. Turns and rips a shot off the tender, back out to neutral, into the center circle for Gus Thorpe. He retreats back in his own zone, finds an opening, wings one ahead for Carlson off his sticks, and no icing call as that one went off a lumber into the right wing corner, and Superior across their own blue stripe up to center ice and into the Chi High zone. 12:22 left to go here in the game. Spartans have it. Here's Hunter Hansen. Hands off back to the point, and a shot taken. That one redirected out in front, but just hit a Chi High stick, or it was right in on Marlowe. Here comes Jackson LeMay, putting the pedal to the metal. LeMay in the right wing corner in the Spartan zone. Carlson's got it. He comes into the scrum in behind the goal line in the Spartan zone with 11:56 left to go. Peeled off the dasher, and the Cards have it. Back to the point. And a one-timer wide of the cage. Spartans have it. Intercepted by the Cards. Centering pass attempt right there. Carter Bobey's got it for Chi High. Moves to the side of the wheel. It's going to come back for Kriska. He just saved the puck inside the stripe. It was an inch away from going across. And the puck caught up on the yellow stripe on the half wall here with 11:28 left to go. Third period. Are they going to whistle it? No, they're going to let them jam it away here.
They take all the time you want.
Yeah, you bet. We'll rag the clock a little bit. Here is Carlson. Carlson dove in deep in the zone. Spartans have it. They'll carry it to the blue line, up and out. And Chi High backpedals. Here's Carter Bobey. Nice back check right there. And Chi High able to steer it ahead from Krista. Puts a bump into a Superior player. And he'll stay out right now in the defensive court. It's the Spartans. Wings it break wide. That one gathered in by Chi High. Andy Johnson trying to chase it down the left wing corner. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles tried to walk it to the hole, and now it goes over to Gus Thorpe. Johnson's got it behind the cage. Johnson will carry it. Those big arms, big stick, and tries to cross ice for Thorpe, and it bounces across the line. Chi High has to reset right here. Lifted up by Swobes into the right wing corner with 10:24 left to go. Superior clears all the way down. This will draw the icing right here with 10:17 left to go. Almost 7 minutes into the period. No score here in the third.
Yeah, but it's safe to say the Chi High's kind of found their game again. I mean, we've really pinned them down in their zone here for most of this, I would say, I don't know, probably the last 4 minutes. So really looking for Chi High to continue that play in the neutral zone especially.
Face off in the Spartan zone. Clear win for the Cards. And Chi High's Jackson Hoym with a chance. That one went wide right of the cage and into the left wing corner, and Superior's got it right now. They'll go break wide. Gus Thorpe with the intercept right here, and Thorpe is going to carry it behind his own goaltender. Open up some territory. Thorpe rattles this one off the wall, and Mason Johnson's got it. Jukes his way around one Superior player. Backpedals, gives it to Thorpe. Swobes playing forward right now. Now he'll take it. The long ahead pass from Mason Johnson. Swobes, but it moves in. Trying to make a goal here for Chi High. The defenseman jumped into the play, and it came off Peterson, the goaltender. Up and out of play. Hit the netting behind him. Number 22 with some offense.
It's an opportunistic play by Swoboda. I mean, he saw the lane. He beat their defenseman and kind of had a really nice lane. And Peterson's just a good goaltender, made a good save.
He doesn't get to play forward that often.
Oh, no. So no, not very often. No.
Spots, it's kind of fun. Here is Chi High. They win the draw, but a shot knocked down. And Superior's going to carry it in. This is Milroy into the left wing corner. Centering pass right there. Cards got back to protect it. That was Krista. Comes back though to the point. One timer right there by Ernst. Went wide with 9:13 left to go here in the period. Still caught up in the zone. Ernst backpedals, gets the puck, and this one tipped out of the air by the Spartan player down low, but he tipped it in the left wing corner. Still in harm's way. And that one went wide off the stick of Milroy into the left wing corner. The Cards struggling to get it out of their own zone. Feathered ahead now for LeMay, and he'll carry this one off the wall and into the Superior zone, and a much-needed change right here. The Foyles line back out there for Chi High with 8:39 left to go, third period. Hammered in great wide by Superior. No icing call right here. Wrapped around the wall by the Cards on the exit. Centering pass, though, by Superior. Intercepted out in front by Johnson, and he's got it. Throws it in the right wing corner, trying to chase down his own pass. And it's in the superior zone and going to be laid out by the Spartans. Here is Haraldson. Haraldson, his knee okay now. He wrapped that knee up a little bit in the second period and limped to the bench, but looks like he's skating okay. Threw one toward the cage, and Marlowe with the save as we go under 8 minutes to play in the period. Cards up 4-1. We'd use one more for insurance if we could get it. Foils. Evan that time dropped it off the fence and into the zone, and the Cards back to that first line out here trying to get the insurance goal right here. Superior's got it. Top of the zone right here, and Chi High with a chance. They got it ahead for Hoyne, but he couldn't control. Coughed it up, and here's Jackson backpedaling. Gets it. Hands off to Bobby. They've got Mason Johnson trying to go backdoor, but they couldn't get the rock to him. And this went on the shelf by the Cards and cleared into the right wing corner with 7:18 left to go. Now left wing side, elbow in the superior zone. And who's going to come up with it? Spartans have it. They go D to D, and now they're out of harm's way, but it's picked at the blue line. And here comes Jackson Hoyne. Hoyne dances in toward the zone. Tried a shot. That one went off to the right, and it's kicked around in the zone and finally picked up by Mason Johnson. He'll carry it back to open up some ice right here, and the Spartans hammer this one off the wall, and there's an icing call against Superior as that line was gassed right here with 6:42 left to go in the game.
Sometimes you just got to wonder how those three come out of a scrum with the puck, like every time.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Great hand-eye coordination.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. I mean, the amount of opportunities they create that most people would never get a chance to is unbelievable.
Face-off in the Spartan zone. There's a shot on net. Save made by Peterson. And the Cards of the forecheck right here. Down on his knees as Carlson still got up. And he got some rubber on the goaltender there. And
we're going to go on
the
power play.
Got a call here.
Yep, we're going to go on the power play.
Okay. Cards will be on their third power play of the night as the whistle stopped play here with 6:28 left to go. And this would be a good point for that last nail in the coffin.
Yes, sir.
4-1, Chi High up here. Our coverage tonight brought to you by, in part, by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Face off to the glove side of Peterson. And in the Spartan D zone. Pulled back into the corner, and the guys in blue have it right here. Long dump all the way down. Marlowe's going to come out, leave it for his D, and there is Gus Thorpe for Chi High. Power play for the Cards. They come in here on the man advantage at 20.9%. Would like to improve on that heading into the postseason here as we work our way through the month of January into February. 20.9, not terrible, but not great either, and would like to improve on that.
Yeah, that's 29's, you know, respectable, but it's not what the Cardinals' potential is.
1:43 left to go in the power play for Chi High. Here they come, deep out of their own zone, and here is Mason Johnson, the flame thrower in the right wing corner, over to Gus Thorpe, over to Bobby. They go cross ice back to Johnson, lost the puck, comes up with it again, over to Bobby, and a shot inside the left wing circle, loose out in front, and cleaned up there by Superior with a 1:14 left to go on the man advantage. So Gus Thorpe trails it back in his own zone. Long pitch ahead for Bobby, over to Foyles, and he tries to go top shelf on the right side. Evan just missed the net, just missed that narrow hole, and it comes back. Cards, though, still control. Here is Thorpe, winds and shoots, and that twisted wrister hit the goaltender. Back to Thorpe again, fakes the slap shot, hands off to Bobby. Now they try to go left side, I think for a redirect for Jackson Hoyne, but that didn't connect, and that'll stop play as Peterson gathers it in here with 39 seconds left to go in the power play.
Foyles had Peterson beat right there. The knob of his stick caught that puck, and he just got really lucky. But Foyle's trying to do the old Wayne Gretzky trick, coming across this, the middle of the ice and shoot back across.
Yeah.
And it's deadly.
Cards win the draw. They've got it right here. Carter Bowie backs up. Now gives the puck up to Brett Carlson. And it's 5-1.
There's your dagger.
There it is. 3-15. And 12:01 time of the goal here in the third period, and that should do it. Looks like Carter Bowie's going to get a helper as well.
Yep. But LeMay did a fantastic job taking Peterson's eyes away on that one. I don't think Peterson saw the puck, and Brett Carlson went piping in. Really, really nice play.
Yeah. So Brett with the goal here. He's been filling the basket lately with some assists and finally gets the second goal of the year, 13th point of the season. And Chi High with a 5-1 lead over the Spartans here tonight. And should be on easy street here with 4:44 left to go in the game. So 3 in the first, 1 in the second for the Cards, and one more here in the third, and it's 5-1. Spartans had a late second period goal. That's where we sit here. Superior's got it right here. This is Ernst, the defenseman, moved up to the blue line and threw it in the left wing corner. Superior's got it right here. Shot taken, that one off the window into the left wing corner with 4:14 left to go and counting third period. And it's Foyles who carried it out of the zone. Andrew Johnson's got it. And he crossed the blue line. Will feather this one in the right wing corner, and he'll head to the bench for a little break here. LeMay comes in his place, and we got stoppage of play right here, and a penalty, I think, coming up. A rough call here with 3:55 left to go in the game, and it's going to be on the Cards, Ethan Foyles. Roughing call on Ethan. He'll sit for two.
Yep, that's just Connor Rowan just trying to keep this game in check as it winds down here. Little extra stuff going on, and I think he's just, you know, like, yeah, we'll bite this
sure
in the butt before it becomes a problem. So,
second power play chance of the night. Spartans 1-for-1 on the man advantage. That's their only goal, was that power play at the end of the second period. The Cards tie up the puck behind their contender right here. Superior able to yank it off the wall. And here is Braden Severin, the forward, laid it back for the defenseman Marthaler. And there's a hard shot by Severin as he took a return pass. And that one went over the crossbar back to Marthaler. Marthaler lost the puck and regathers into the zone. Minute and a half left to go in the Superior power play. And here's a shot on net. It went in. Marlowe thought he had it. Went through his legs, and it's 5-2. So 2-for-2, Superior on the power play tonight.
Man, we're just not attacking. We're just really laying back.
Superior owned that power play, and they just took shot after shot here.
So, yeah, it's just tough, you know. We just have to get a little bit more aggressive on the kill. That's something the coaches will address for sure.
Wow. 5-2, I mean, things are still looking good for the Cards with 3:15 left to go, but you hate to see those sloppy goals here.
At the end of the game, especially.
Yeah, right. Giving them goals. It is Williams who scored for Superior. Haraldson, the assist. 15:41 time of that goal here in the third, and it's a power play goal, by the way. So two power play tallies for Superior tonight with 3:01 left to go in the game, and Chi High just unable to shake this team completely here tonight. Cards, though, with a 3-goal lead with under 3 minutes to play, should be still in pretty good shape. Out of neutral ice, dribbles across the line into Superior territory here. Shots 37-21 in favor of Chi High, and they lead this one 5-2. Carter Bowie trying to climb in there, prevent Superior from coming up, but they still do, and the Spartans have it across the Chi High line. Cards getting their way and knock it around. It's loose in the zone. It's going to come back to neutral for the Spartans D. 2:25 left to go and counting here in the third period. Superior's got it right now. Back towards LaPorte. Cameron Laporte on this fourth line out there now for Evan Nelson Spartans. And it's loose in the Chi High zone. Cards will throw it ahead to the Spartan blue line and just in with 2 minutes exactly left to go in the game. Spartans toss it all the way down. Here is Krista. Pumps shoulders with Superior's players, and Foyles has got it for Chi High, trying to juke his way out of the zone. Couldn't do it. And back to Krista, now to Foyles, and here we go. Off the window, up and ahead for Ethan Foyles, his brother. Evan to Ethan, and a backhand try. Yeah, like Superior came back and made a nice block right there. And it's loose in the Spartan zone. Cards can't hold it. Comes back to Gus Thorpe at neutral. And he'll wait for his teammates to get on sides. Shoveled in by Evan Foyles. Not very deep, though, as Superior tried to pull a player back to the Card zone. Bodies bouncing all over the place. Ethan Foyles went down as he hit hard into a Superior player. We're down to 105 left to go in the game, and the Cards just kind of backpedaling right now. Look like a team in disarray. They give it up, and a shot taken. It went over the crossbar from Lucas Williams, who just scored. Pardon me, that was Tyler Olson who had the intercept. Boy, I tell you what, we're not finishing well here tonight.
No, and you can hear Coach Parker's frustration down there. Definitely not focusing and locking in at the time that they need to be. So lucky to come away with the score that we're going to.
We're going to win this one, but this is not the video where you say, okay, this is our training video.
No.
Copy this, right? 52 seconds left to go. Cards have to put their first line back out there here to close it out. And here is Hoym right now. Hoym moves in. It's hard into a Spartans player. And then hard into the cage and goaltender Peterson. Everybody's okay, but that was a collision right down there. A fender bender in the goal crease here with 42 seconds left to go. They got to reset everything. And probably equipment and the cage right here, huh? Here is Mason Johnson to take the draw. 42 seconds left to go in the game. 5-2 lead for Chi High. Pushes that one in the left wing corner. And let's see who's going to come out with it. It's Chi High on the forecheck right here to Swoboda. Over to Hoym, harassed as he tried to walk it in between the circles. Here's a shot. Oh, that bounced around. I thought it was going to hit the cage on the right side. It might have hit some steel down there. Boy, that one bounced all over the place. Ricocheted. 17 seconds left to go. Spartans toss it in the right wing corners. We wind down the clock here. Under 10 to play as it dribbles out to neutralize. 8 seconds. It is Thorpe backpedaling. 4 seconds. He'll just hide behind his goaltender. 1 second. That'll do it. So Chippewa defeats Superior. Chi High 5. The Spartans 2. Shots 37 to 21 in favor of Chi High. And they come up with their 8th straight win, 15th of the season. And not a pretty, sometimes you got to win ugly games. I guess in a sense this was, even though Chi High really controlled the game, there are times where they just kind of let them back in again. And some of the fundamentals broke down a little bit here.
Yeah, definitely. It was a frustrating game as a Chi High fan. Just because this is a team that they should have put away,
buried,
you know,
second period
7-0, yep. And they just didn't seem locked in tonight is how I would describe it. And you know, I know that the coaching staff is going to be frustrated. You know, a win's a win and we'll take every single one, but penalty kill showed no improvement at all.
2 for 2 for Superior on the power play here tonight.
And then just our defensive zone just was really, really lazy at times. We were turning the puck over a lot, and there's a lot of things to learn from this game, and I know that the coaches will address all that stuff.
Not much time to do that, though.
They no.
Got a road game on Thursday, so they got one practice here, and have to break it down tonight.
Right.
Work on that tomorrow.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. You're right. They're running out of time to get better. You know, games like this. You know, you play like this against a Hudson on Thursday.
Yep. Yeah.
You're going to lose.
Exactly.
You're just going to lose.
Yep.
And you can't take a day off. You know, and tonight I would say they took a day off, but they were lucky enough to still win. So
living off talent here tonight.
Oh, definitely,
really.
Definitely. I mean, that third line actually saved them tonight.
Yeah.
That third line showed up to play. Ethan Foyles, his brother, and Andy just really, really played well. I mean, they were probably our best line tonight, other than the first line, obviously, but very, very good game out of that third line.
Well, a win's a win.
Exactly.
We'll take it.
Yep, they don't ask how,
better
they ask
loss,
how many.
Better than playing ugly with a loss, right?
Right.
15-3 record for Chi High, second-ranked team in the state. And we'll come back on our post-game show, our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have that post-game show. And our Holly Bobie stats, names you know stats recap, and recap it with Scott Parker coming up here on WOGL. We'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Logo Hockey tonight, Chi High with their 15th victory of the season, 5-2 over Superior. Time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror and Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass Mirror and Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all. Big and small. Chi High with a 3-0 lead. Coop after one, and then just kind of had to fight off the Spartans the rest of the way. They gave Superior a couple of power play goals and win this one 5-2.
Yeah, like you said, I think we completely dominated them for most of the game, but there would be like little 5-minute lapses where we would just kind of forget how to play in the defensive zone, and they'd buzz us a little bit. Took a couple penalties, nothing too crazy, you know, a roughing at the end of the game, and a really big hit from Carter Hoym. So overall, was it that bad? No, but it's just frustrating because I know that we could have done a lot better.
Yeah, it's a team I think we could have put away in the second period, right? Just let them hang around.
Yeah, exactly. And And hats off to Superior for hanging around, because they never got tired either. They never got wore out. They were always right there, knocking on the doorstep, saying, hey, we're still here. So that's tough to do as a hockey team. So sure. Hats off to them for that. But at the same token, it should have never got to that point.
Yeah. 5-2, we'll take it. Chippewa up at 15-3 on the season with a big game in front of them on Thursday night, day after tomorrow, over at Hudson. And that Hudson team's going to be heard from before. They may not be in the top six right now, but they're going to be heard from before the end of the year, and somebody's going to be upset the postseason by the Raiders. You can almost guarantee that. Yep. So that's Thursday night. Time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know, right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Drew Bovee had a couple of goals here tonight. He got things started at 8:48 of the first period. Bovee with the goal, Drew, from Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoym, his line mates, and it was 1-0 Chi High. Then took about 5 more minutes for Chi High to score in the first. It was Andy Johnson got the goal from Carter Bovee and Evan Foyles at 14:03. And then one of the beauties here from that same line, Mason Johnson at 14:47 of the first period with a goal, a beautiful one, and the assist to Jackson Hoym and Drew Bovee. And it sounded like this. Thorpe has got a delayed call right here and a penalty coming up on the Spartans. Here's Chi High, the goaltender pulled. They move into the zone, and Hoym with a shot, and the rebound goes in. There you go. Mason Johnson will get the goal. Hoym the assist, and Chi High leads it 3-0 on the delayed penalty. That was a beautiful goal. And Chi High had a 3-0 lead that looked like they were off and running with a 3-goal lead in the first. And then we hit the drought, and it was a power play goal at 16:26 for Superior in the second that made it. Well, I'm sorry, before that we had a goal from Drew Bovee. It was 4-0. Then the power play goal from Superior's Brady Haraldson made it 4-1. Chi High with another goal to make it 5-1. That one from Brett Carlson at 12:01 of the third. And then another power play goal by the Spartans at 15:41 of the third to make it 5-2. And that's how we closed things down here tonight. Big night for Drew. Had a couple of goals and an assist, or two assists. So he had 2 goals and 2 assists here for number 3 tonight. And that first line was cooking as well. And Chi High wins their 15th of the year, beating Superior by a 5-2 count. Let's go down and get the coach's thoughts here. Scott Parker is with our Cooper Fosvick.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, we were just talking, kind of a frustrating game at times tonight. What caused that, and what are some thoughts from the game?
I don't know. There's just some situational things that, you know, we do really well and not so well. You know, having the wherewithal to, you know, feel pressure and then just rim it out, or, you know, use glass, or coming across in the neutral zone and, you know, you're at the end of your shift, just dump it in and take a shift, and, you know, you turn the puck over and it goes the other way. So there are things like that went on in the game where, you know, we could have put this team away and we just couldn't quite do that, could we?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating at times, but I always thought that you got great production from that third line tonight. I feel like they were kind of knocking on the doorstep all night. They got a goal. How important is it going to be to have production from more than just your first line going?
Yeah, I mean, they can't do it all. And one-line teams can't do it all themselves. So, yeah, you're right. Andrew's goal is huge to get us going. Seems like once we get to 3, 4, and 5 come, but tonight just seemed like we couldn't finish. And give Superior credit. You know, they hung in there. They were a physical team. They blocked a lot of shots. I bet you they blocked 20 shots. And, you know, we just got to, you know, figure out our penalty kill a little bit. And, you know, that last goal kind of found its way in the back of the net. And that's kind of a regular occurrence with us. And in each game, we got to figure out how to keep those out. And then, just take advantage of our opportunities. And I think that's going to come. As the season winds down here, there's going to be a little bit more of a push to, be a little more assertive when we're in the beginning and end of periods. We gave up that first goal at the end of the second period power play goal. 30-some seconds left. 36. But we can't do that. You know, that's on our sheet. It's been on our sheet forever, right? And we just can't. We got to find a way to do that. So we're going to have to, in practice, work on that and get better. Now we're on to the next. And it'll be a heck of a game over in Hudson.
Well, Coach, good luck on Thursday. Yeah. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thanks. It should be a very good game. And, we're going to get the boys ready tomorrow.
Good.
All right.
Have a good night, Coach. Thanks.
You too.
All right. One day to get ready for the Hudson Raiders. And we'll talk about the WOGO sports schedule. Let's take one final break. Back in a minute here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll fill you in on the rest of the schedule for the week and talk about our next radio hockey game. So stay tuned. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the car's up seven.
Carson Galvez, he's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23.
Here's Jackson Hoy.
And he comes down. Jackson Hoy
with a backhand bullet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Basketball the rest of the way this week. We've got the girls' buckets, McDonald against Osseo Fairchild on Thursday night. And then on Friday, it's boys' basketball. The McDonald boys at Regis, 6:55 pregames for both those evenings. And then high school hockey back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena against Rice Lake on Tuesday night, 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Well, Coop, you got to win ugly sometimes, and Chi High did it here tonight, 5-2.
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating, you know, as we talked about it, but they definitely found a way to win, and that's kind of been this team's MO, you know, this year. Yep. They find ways to win. This
good
hockey
teams
team
do that.
Win games,
yep. Yep.
You know, even on their, maybe not their best night, they find a way to win. So hats off to this team, and good luck to them on Thursday. They're
yep. At Hudson.
It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully we'll be talking about a win on Tuesday. Hudson win on Tuesday. So they got the W, 15th of the year for the second-ranked Cardinals. For our crew here, for Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart. Our producer doing a great job, Gavin Bovey. And we will talk with you on Tuesday night, a week from tonight, for Rice Lake. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports.